Well, this is the first step in what the interim government calls its roadmap to transition away from the previous government of President Mohamed Morsi, who, of course, was ousted last summer in alternately called a coup or a popular revolt. And so that there's going to be this referendum on the Constitution followed by presidential and parliamentary votes to sort of reestablish everything. Many people are seeing this really as an endorsement of General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who's the defense minister, who's really the de facto leader here. So it is about this constitution. It's the third in 3 years that they've gone to the polls for, nominally. But it's more, it seems to be, whether it's going to be an endorsement of the new ruling elite.
And what are the analysts saying? Do they think it will?
It seems by all indications that it will pass. There's never been a referendum that has not passed in Egypt. So it's likely to. The opponents have been so harassed, mainly the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, they've called for a boycott. They're banned, and most of their leaders are arrested, so it's very hard to organize sort of opposition to it. Even people from the secular activists who don't like the military, some have been arrested simply for hanging up votes, posters against the revolution, against the referendum, urging people to vote no, and that now is part of their charge sheets, that they're encouraging dissent against the government. It's a very difficult atmosphere for people to be able to speak out in anything but for the Constitution. There are some protests today, but they are quite contained, and most people do expect the referendum to be approved, the new Constitution to be approved.
Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about what is in this Constitution.
It's a revised version of the one that Mr. Morsi had put through in 2012 that caused a lot of antagonism, partly by the way he did it, which was through these extrajudicial powers. But also it started to lean Egypt towards what some people saw as a more Islamist, political Islam path. Many of the more controversial articles have been taken out. There's lots of promises of human rights, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. However, as it was pointed out very quickly, that even as that was being drafted, the government was able to instigate other laws that would put such restrictions that it sort of rendered any of these promises quite meaningless. So while it looks good on paper, it's completely how it would be implemented, how much it can be upheld. And, one constitutional lawyer I was speaking to said, that Egypt just doesn't have the political institutions and the political will to make any of these documents very meaningful.
As you well know, being right there in Cairo and having been through so many demonstrations, etc., Egypt's been through a really bumpy road the last couple of years. Is there any feeling that maybe this vote will calm everything down?
That's the big question. Whether or not people will become resigned to the idea that, it's sort of back to the future, having very much what it was like before, sort of a heavy-handed security police apparatus state, which led by possibly a military man as president. At least it would be stable. They can get back on the road to recovery. And that's one part of the population. But there still is a very wide group of people who thought, A, first of all, you have the Muslim Brotherhood, and then B, you also have the people who fought in the original 2011, January 25th uprising, who wanted to get rid of that system, and they're very disappointed. So, it's this next year, it'll be interesting to see how much they'll be able to get their voices heard in this, what's widely described as very oppressive and repressive atmosphere of the current leadership. And there's really only can wait to see what'll happen.